Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delectable morsel of a podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'd like to share with you my insights so you can develop your fluency. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In today's episode, we're going to explore the phrase to wind down. Wind is spelt W-I-N-D. In past tense, it's wound, W-O-U-N-D. What does it mean? Where does it come from? And how is it used in modern day English? Let's find out. The phrase to wind down originates from the idea of winding a clock or a mechanical object like a toy to make it work. When you wind something up, you are turning it to increase tension. The idea of winding down is the opposite. When you stop winding and the tension decreases, it leads to a gradual reduction in energy or activity. Nowadays, to wind down or winding down is most commonly used to describe the process of relaxing or calming down after a busy or stressful period. This could be after a work day, a workout, or any stressful event. It's often associated with preparing for rest, such as going to sleep. Here are three examples. Feel free to hit pause if you wish to repeat these sentences. After a hectic day, I like to wind down by reading a book before bed. It's important to wind down after a long flight. I usually take a hot bath to help with that. I couldn't go from a stressful meeting to a relaxing evening. I wound down first. In addition to describing a gradual relaxation process, it's also used in contexts where something is coming to an end. Here are three examples. The concert was winding down when we decided to leave. The party wound down around midnight. The holiday season has wound down and people are starting to get back into their routines. If you're looking for alternatives, here are some synonyms and phrases that convey similar meanings. To relax. I need to relax after that intense meeting. To de-stress. Taking a walk in the park helps me de-stress after work. To unwind. I usually unwind by watching a TV show before bed. To chill out. We can chill out for a bit before having dinner. To take it easy. You've been working hard all week. It's time to take it easy this weekend. To ease off. As the night went on, the crowd began to ease off and head home. To calm down. Take a few deep breaths to calm down before the interview. Nowadays, people like to wind down with a meditation app, a relaxing bath, or a walk in nature. For me, my idea of winding down varies depending on my mood. Sometimes I enjoy watching a television program with my family. Other times I enjoy a cup of tea while reading a good book. But my favorite activity to wind down is a long walk after dinner to watch the sunset. I'd like to challenge you. Have you done any winding down today? Think about how you wind down and leave a comment wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for joining me today to learn about winding down. I hope today's episode has expanded your understanding of this phrase and how to use it effectively. Hungry to improve your English? Subscribe to English Snacks and munch on mouth-watering mini lessons served fresh and bite-sized. Every episode is packed with tasty tips, sprinkled with encouragement, and whipped up to help you grow. Bring your learning appetite. Each lesson is a sweet treat you won't want to miss.